Hey, this is Highway Radio. Thanks for having it on. Gonzo's me. I'm hanging out with my buddy Josh Bell from Josh Bell Hates Everything, who brought in his friend Jason Harris from the podcast. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Yay, we can all be friends now.
Yay! So, Josh, tell us about the podcast.
So, Awesome Movie Year is our podcast. We take a look back at a different year in film in each season, and we're talking about the films of 1994 in our current and first season.
Yeah, this is Jason. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Jason.
We're getting towards the end of season one. Our next week's episode is The Best Picture, which is Forrest Gump, which I still enjoy, and Josh surprisingly hates.
Yeah. So. It's a shocker.
Yeah. We had quite a discussion about Forrest Gump, and we've talked about Pulp Fiction and The Lion King and some obscure stuff as well.
Yeah, I think some of the what we hit on, which was really good, was the format, since each episode's a different movie from the year, some of them are already picked for us, like Best Picture,
right,
you know,
yeah.
Palme d'Or. But then we've also done like a first-time filmmaker, which just was 94, Kevin Smith made Clerks. So
right. We
got to, you know, we have an episode coming up after Forrest Gump about this movie called Della Morte, Della More, which is an Italian horror movie translated to Cemetery Man. That's our cult classic. It's a really weird, strange movie, and that made for a good, you know, a
nice.
Good podcast,
yeah.
too.
So, Jason, how did you and Josh hook up? How do you guys know each other?
Josh and I have been friends since junior year of high school. My first day going to the school, I met him, and then shortly...
High school in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yes. Which one?
We went to the Meadows School.
Okay, all right.
Don't hate us. But shortly thereafter, I started copying all of Josh's math homework and science homework, and I said... We're going to be buddies.
It was, yeah, there was some mutual. I mean, we also got along well. We
enjoyed
movies.
We're friends. It wasn't just like I bullied him into giving
me No. And of course, I would not be able to do that math or science homework now.
Yeah, which is good. I don't want it to be a side now. No, we've been friends for over 20 years. And I think you can hear that in
that
the podcast.
That makes for a good conversation, right?
Yeah.
Being comfortable with the person. So, Jason, you do stand-up in town too, right?
I do. Do stand-up. I've toured all over. Single dad now, so I'm pretty much here most of the time. Jason Harris, you can find me on any of the socials on Jason Harris Comedy. I'm at Hooters all weekend this week. I'm usually at the Stratosphere, Planet Hollywood, South Point,
nice.
Starting to work with Don't Tell Comedy, which is exciting. So
cool.
Doing a lot of fun things.
That's awesome. And so where do we find the podcast, Josh, if we want to hear you guys talk about movies?
You can go to awesomemovieyear.com, and you can find Awesome Movie Year on Twitter. I think it's Awesome Movie Pod on Twitter.
Yeah.
Awesome Movie Year on Facebook. I think we're on Instagram, and just search for Awesome Movie Year. Wherever you look for podcasts, we were at one point on the front page of the Apple Podcasts film history section. So that was exciting.
Nice.
Yeah. So anywhere you get your podcast, just type in Awesome Movie Year and we should come up.
Now, I've been talking to Josh on the radio about movies for a while now since I've been in Vegas. And we always say Josh Bell hates everything.
Mm.
We usually do the 1 to 5 stars, right?
Yeah.
What is the most number of stars for a movie that you've ever given, and what is that film?
I mean, in a like an official review capacity, I probably have never given above like 4.5 stars.
Okay.
So lame. Right?
But
I feel
but,
like he's had a few 5-star movies, but he refuses to give him that extra half star.
I mean, my feeling on 5 stars is that, it, like for our podcast, I might give something 5 stars because it's in retrospect and I can feel like a movie has really grown and has stood the test of time. But a current film that I just saw like last week, I remember giving 4.5 stars to Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which is one of my favorite movies ever.
I like that film. That's a good one.
Noah Baumbach's Mistress America, which was that was more recent. I think I gave that higher rating to. But if you listen to Awesome Movie Year, you might hear me give 5 stars to something.
How about Dude, Where's My Car? How about that one?
I bet Dude, Where's My Car holds up pretty decently.
It's
right
kind
now,
of fun.
You know?
It's definitely not a 5-star movie.
No, but I think like of those like stoner, you know, kind of Harold and Kumar style
a little
movies.
Bit, right,
I bet Dude, Where's My Car probably holds up.
Yeah,
those two
right,
have
maybe.
Good chemistry.
Weird pull, but I figured I'd just throw it out there for
Why
you guys.
Not? It's a fun one.
All right. Where do we find the podcast one more time?
AwesomeMovieYear.com or search Awesome Movie Year wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Josh Bell and Jason Harris, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.